has to do with our health. No one can take charge of my health for me. I have to sit down and say, well, you know, let me consider this. Do I enjoy being sick? Do I enjoy having to take so many medications day in, day out? Is there a better way? Persons need to really kind of take an inventory of their present state. Can I do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result? No, friends, it doesn't happen just like that. Over the years, we have been talking with you about God's plan for our health. We have covered 8 essential principles that when put into practice, they will prevent unnecessary illness. They will increase our state of wellness and our energy level. And if used skillfully, can be active agents to reverse various health conditions. And now these are the 8 principles that we have been covering. The acronym for this is spelled New Start. N for nutrition, E for exercise, W for water, S for sunshine, T for temperance, that's self-control. Okay, A for air, plenty of fresh air. R for rest, getting time to rest. At night, one need to spend time resting. One need to not try to work 2-3 jobs trying to make ends meet, you know, even though sometimes it's very challenging. But folks, we're either going to lose our health trying to gain wealth, which usually is the case, and then in later years, we spend our wealth trying to regain our health, you know. And it's much better if we can practice these principles. So now I'm up to T, R for rest, T for trust in divine power. Now these are the 8 principles that we have been discussing. Nutrition. Nutrition has more to do with your state of health than aspirin, or Prozac, or Luval, or all any of these medication. You know, let's take, for example, a headache. A headache can be caused for many different reasons, from impurities in the bowels, a toxic bowel that's congested and poisons and impurities being reabsorbed back into the body. Now, that can be a factor causing headache. Now, if a person do not drink water, enough water during the day, that will also result in headache. And there's, if the blood sugar level drops too quickly, or if the person has a consistent low blood sugar, that can result in headache. Potassium deficiency to the brain can result in headache. The low blood sugar or high blood sugar can result in headache, primarily because there's an oxygen deficiency in either case. Now, there are many different factors that can result in headache. Stress, exhaustion can result in that headache too. But guess what? Most people never stop to think about it. I have a headache. I need an aspirin. Aspirin's taken. Well, headache might go away. But did they correct the underlying and cause? No, they didn't really give attention, because the aspirin gave some relief from the headache. You know, it's like driving down the road and my light comes on saying, check engine, check the engine. You know, and I said, man, I don't like to see that light. Now, indeed, I don't like to see it. You know, I'm driving down the road and it comes on. I said, well, man, I'm tired of looking at this light. I'm going to stop this car and I'm going to fix that light. So I stop the car, I get under the hood, and I use my pliers or my knife and just cut that wire. I get back in the car and I start driving again. I said, praise the Lord, I see that light no more. Away with that light. Did I correct the problem? Absolutely not. You know, the indicator that God put there to alert me that something is going wrong, I just shut it off. But the problem did not really go away. That's sort of like taking the medication for every little problems that we have without first trying to see, am I drinking enough water? Am I getting exercise? Am I being temperate? Am I abstaining, leaving alone those things that are harmful? I mean, there are certain things that science has proven that they're just no good for our health. Tobacco, for instance, no good for our health. Alcohol, no good for our health. These things should not be in a person's diet. But if I don't want to change these things, I just continue living the way. Back to the headache situation. In this situation, I have simply turned off the signal that God gave to indicate to me that something is going wrong in my body. Therefore, I think I deceive myself into thinking that the problem is gone. But guess what? Later on, because the underlying deterioration continues, even though I am not aware of it, it continues, and then later on, instead of having just a headache, then I start getting some migraine headache, or I notice I'm getting chest pains. Now, what's going on? Well, could it be that the underlying factor which resulted in the headache now has gone a step further, resulting in chest pains or resulting in my blood pressure going up? Yes, friends, we need to take a serious look at how we treat our bodies, how we reason from cause to effect. You take your car to the mechanic. Your car is giving a lot of problem, and the mechanic say, you know, Miss Brown, let's say the car is making a lot of noise and some strange noise. And the mechanic said to you, okay, all right, this will only I'll fix it for you and cost you $200 because it's a real serious problem. And did some work on the car, and then you come to pick up your vehicle. And he says, okay, Miss Brown, I got it all fixed. You get in the car. Now, Miss Brown gets in her car and turn it on. She hears that same noise. Now, she doesn't pay him, you know. She doesn't pay him. Or let's say she hasn't paid him yet. And she said, but, sir, I'm hearing the same noise that I was hearing before. Ah, the mechanic said, Miss Brown, you don't have to worry about that noise. Here you go. I have a pair of earphones here. You know, those things that kind of stop you from hearing. So he gave Miss an earplug. He gave Miss Brown the earplug and said, just put it in your ears every time you go to drive the car so you don't have to listen to that noise. Not very many of us, not even the ladies out there, would go for that kind of deal there. But yet still, that's what we do to our bodies every time. If all we concern about is getting rid of symptoms, and I go to the doctor and they just give me a pill and say, go on home, Miss Brown, and take this pill. Well, are we not doing the same thing? Is the problem been corrected? No, and one of the confusion about the issue is that people have a mistaken idea as to what disease is. Disease is an effort of nature to free the system from conditions which resulted from a violation of the laws of health. Disease is an effort. Now, nature's effort is often interpreted as a problem, as a difficulty, because we don't want any inconvenience of having to listen to what nature is saying. How nature speak, it may be a runny nose, it may be a headache, it may be colds, it may be even some plaque built up in the arteries. Nature is trying to speak to us that something is going wrong. But oftentimes, we don't want to listen. We don't want to listen. We just want a quick fix. But the truth of the matter is that disease is an effort of nature to free the system from conditions which resulted from a violation of the laws of health. In cases of sickness, the cause should be ascertained. Unhealthful conditions change, then nature is to be assisted in her effort to expel impurities and to reestablish right conditions in the system. Way back before modern medical science came into existence, friends, people reasoned just the way I'm talking about. You know, before modern medicine, they used water therapy. They use more simple remedies and so on. But because modern medicines are so powerful, so concentrated, that they effect reaction almost instantaneously. But friends, that generally do not cure the problem. It do not correct the problem. It alleviates symptoms. The body is trying to speak to us by allowing us to know that something is going wrong by giving us a symptom. But if all we do is take a drug here and a drug there, or do this just to remove the symptom without taking a serious look at the inventory of our lifestyle and say, what am I doing to my body that is not for my best good? You see, that's what we really need to do, you know, friends. Nobody is going to do it for you. And that's why, according to Professor Chinicky, that modern medicine is the largest failing business in the world. Because, and you know, I've spoken to medical doctors, and they say, well, this is what the people want. So we have to give them what they want. They want a drug. They come to get a drug. They just want a quick fix. They don't want to hear how to live. They don't want to hear, you know, anything about that. So some of the doctors would want to do better. But the people, the popular demand, say, give me this drugs. I have a headache. You better give me this drugs or you're not a good doctor. But friends, we are laying foundation for disease that's going to make this world a laser house of diseases. Disease and suffering, unless the principle of treating and curing for illnesses is changed, then this place is going to become a laser house of disease and suffering. And when the insurance company quit paying those bills, then people are going to wake up and say, after all, I need to do something different. You see what I'm saying, friends? Look at the eight principles. They're all simple. Nutrition, exercise, pure water. You take, let's say, for instance, heart disease. As we've talked about in times past, heart disease. Loma Linda did a 30-year study which showed that water, drinking adequate amount of water every day, has a greater risk factor, has a greater potential in lowering one's risk for heart attack than even quitting smoking has. Okay? I mean, smoking is bad, but what we're saying, what the research shows, is that water is absolutely important to keep that blood thin. If that blood is not being properly hydrated, if the body is not properly hydrated, then what's going to happen? The blood is naturally going to get too thick. If the blood gets too thick, then it's cutting down the amount of oxygen that the body requires in order to function, and the heart is a muscle. And so when the oxygen level is decreased, then guess what? The salts, at the same time, because the salts, as we have talked about before, which are the electrolytes, these salts, they're 49 different tissue salts, generally increase in the body fluid. These salts have a damaging effect upon the smooth muscles of the body, especially those lining the blood vessels. What these salts will do is that they penetrate the lining of the blood vessel wall and causes cracks and lesions to develop in the inside of the weakened blood vessel wall. Now, these cracks and lesions that develop in the blood vessel wall prevent the natural expansion and contraction of the vessels with the pumping of the heart. And so now the blood can no longer flow as well. So our own liver senses that and builds cholesterol and send it to those areas that are having this terrible difficulty and say, okay, let's repair that damage that the high salt, which result from the low oxygen. As a matter of fact, the way it is that the salts, while they will accumulate many places, but they will accumulate in those areas of the bodies that are suffering from the greatest degree of oxygen deficiency. Hence, the heart, which requires oxygen, the brain, which has a great need for oxygen, it is common thing then for the damaging effect of the salt to occur in those arteries and in the areas of the brain. So hence, the liver builds cholesterol, sends it to those areas in an attempt to repair the damage that the high salt has caused. Now, the problem is that nature's initial action of repairing overshoots and ends up with too much cholesterol, too much plaque developing, and a piece breaks off and clogs some artery somewhere somehow. Now, if this person was drinking plenty of nice, soft water, it'd wash out the salt, it would keep the blood thin, and so we would not have to have the problem with the cholesterol building up in the artery. And from this point, we can put a terrific dent in heart disease as the number one killer in the United States and the world. Let me take that back, because research has shown that medicine, as it is now practiced, is the number one killer in the United States. Heart disease would be second, but pretty much typically we hear heart disease as the number one as far as rare disease. But medicine as it is practiced, what the researchers are showing is that it is the number one cause of disease of death in the United States. Now back to original premise. You see, what we're looking at, friends, is that our lifestyle has more to do with our present state of health than we are willing to admit. God in the Garden of Eden, before he made man, he provided for man those things that are essential for the building up, for the keeping, for the maintenance of man. He provided water. He provided, before he created man on the sixth day, he provided a whole atmosphere, fresh air, moving air, life-giving air. And before he created man, he created the diet that was best suited for mankind. That diet and the lifestyle which was there in the Garden of Eden was designed for man to live forever and ever, friends. It's only because of sin and our appetites have become perverted through continual abuses and through improper lifestyle factors, our appetites have become perverted. But friends, nevertheless, when you look back at what God originally had for us, we can see there that God had a special diet. He had plenty of water there. He had plenty of fresh air. As a matter of fact, he put Adam and Eve in a beautiful, magnificent garden, and he says, all these wonderful fruits and all the wonderful things you can eat of, except just one. He says, just this tree of knowledge of good and evil, don't touch it, because in the day that you eat thereof, he shall surely die. Now, that was one principle. There's nothing intrinsically wrong with that fruit, I don't think. But it was a point to test Adam's allegiance to his creator. So that was a point where he had to exercise control, restrain, even though he had all the other things to eat and to partake of. God just said, refrain, don't touch this one, don't eat of this one. That's the principle of self-control, which is temperance. Exercise, you know what he put Adam and Eve in the garden? To dress it and to keep it. He didn't put him at a computer to sit down and type. You know, nothing against computer. But if all we do as far as your work is just sit down from morning until evening and don't get enough exercise, friends, we are building up. We are laying the foundation for disease that's going to come back and haunt us one of these days. Now, God gave Adam work to dress and to keep the garden. He was to go around physically and do some training of the vines and so on. It was a very pleasant environment, very pleasant work for Adam and Eve. And you know, that was exercise. That particular exercise was done outdoor. God didn't build a nice, beautiful, magnificent castle and put Adam and Eve in. He put them in the open canopy of heaven, out in the open, fresh air, out in the sunlight. And so right there, God placed within the reach of man that which was very necessary. He had to breathe, and breathe deeply. He had to get plenty of sunshine. You know, friends, when you look at sunshine, for instance, sunshine, very therapeutic, kills microorganism, antiseptic, germicide. I mean, it purifies the air. It electrifies life. You know, without the sunshine on this planet, there would be no life to exist. So sunshine is absolutely important. When we look from a nutritional point of view, we see sunshine contributing to the vitamin D factors within the skin, within the body, lowering the cholesterol, and as a result, friends, we can see more calciums being available. And calcium is the king of all nutrient. Calcium, you know, and I talk with ladies, and I try to tell ladies this, of all the nutrients possible, ladies should supplement calcium, unless they're growing good enough food where it's high in calcium level. But if there's any health condition, ladies should consider carefully supplementing their diet. Men too, because calcium happens to be nature's natural tranquilizer. It sweetens the disposition. So when you have a lady that's just up and down the wall, crawling up and down her husband, biting at him, sometimes it may be that a good calcium supplement would be very beneficial for that lady. Husbands, help your lady out. Give them some calcium, and that will be good. Now, as we bring this program to a close, I want to invite you to come and visit us at the Better Living Natural Food Store, 1706 Highway 70 West. Just come on out there, and we're open today, usually 10 through 6, Tuesday through Thursday. And we have a lot of good things. If you have any question, I'm there. I'd like to meet some of you out there in Radio Land. Come on up by the health food store, and let's talk about some of the things that you've heard, and maybe I need to clarify some things for you. So thank you very much, dear listeners, and join us again next week at the same time.